Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine that. Here we are again. Okay, another Saturday. Well, balance of power is very realistic. We're, if we lose the Ukraine, we're going to be in deep shit. Now, by that I mean that there are 11 countries at risk of conquest by Russia. And the Baltics, the key, Ukraine is key to the Baltics. That means that that's the lead-in. If they can win that, then they're going to have us by the whatevers. And I'll say this again, 11 countries are at risk of conquest. The majority of Europe would lose freedom. Now, a lot of people don't take that stuff serious, and yet it's more serious and more realistic than and a lot of people realize or understand. I understand that there's a proclivity. Oh, boy. Call it collegiate words, no less. Putin thinks that threatening nuclear war will get it done. It didn't do it. All it did was make a bunch of people mad, and they just fought harder. Oh, coffee. The thing that people are looking at are the effects that they see directly. And you ain't seeing any direct evidence of the invasion or results or effects as of yet. That's down the road. Believe it or not, the situation we're in right now with the high cost of things, better known as Bidenflation, is right at Biden's doorstep. It's laid right down, and we used to take paper bags and do something in them and set them on fire, and people would come out and stomp them out. Okay, well, that was all. That was all a pretty good joke. But the thing that people don't know about is that Putin was told to go in there. Well, think about that. Somebody telling somebody like Putin what to do? well, that sounds kind of, I don't know, highly improbable, ludicrous, whatever you want to call it. But that's basically the fact of it. I've got sources that ain't nobody else got, and I'm going to keep it to myself and keep them safe at the same time. all of the treaties, and I said all of them, I didn't leave any of them out, are being ignored. The next thing to come up that's going to be the biggie is that after the fact that words have turned into bullets, you're going to see an incursion on NATO ground. And that's going to start a conventional war with Russia. Those 11 countries I was talking about and the United States. And everything we could throw at somebody that was nasty. Now, right now, the situation ain't good for Russia. Russia's bleeding to death. A million cuts. They come out in the open. Now, you see, they played some fun and games tactics. And one of those was that, oh yeah, okay, we'll make a safe place for all the people trying to escape the war can travel through, and we won't shoot at your bomb here or nothing. And as soon as the people come out in the open, guess what? Target practice. One of the real serious problems is not so much the war or Putin doing it or Russia. those are minor problems. And yet you've got people saying exactly the opposite. Gee, I wonder why that is. Could it be that somebody has given them, whomever it may be, that says opposite or otherwise? People have been given propaganda. Does that mean that the heads of state ain't the heads of state, but are more or less puppets? No, everybody that's old, like me, I don't know how far back you all go, but I'm over 70, and I have heard the things about the book We the People. You should read that one. That's a good one. That's a lot of fun. But the best money, the best government money can buy. And they use as little money as is possible. And they come up with ownership of a large portion of everything that's going on. Those who are not well-versed in politics, how it works, world stage, the situations, and all this sort of other happy stuff, I got one to give you. And I'll tell you why. There's some 20-30 people and 20-30 corporations named that are wholly owned subsidiaries. Ooh, you like that? Of China. Who did Russia turn to? China. Why? It's the only friend they got. That's first. Now, you talking about red-handed? I'm going to add something. I'd tell you to get a hold of the verdict. That's Judicial Watch. And I'd tell you to look at the front page of the most recent issue that I got. Let's see. Volume 28, that's for March 2022. Volume 28, Issue 3. And the name of it is Verdict. And if you'll help support Judicial Watch, I send you copies. But on the front page, they have some damning information. And it's about Fauci and your good old CO19. That lovely little bug that did the mess. Pre-planned, I hate to tell you. Started quite a few years ago, but this defines it all. It says Fauci records confirm funding for gain of function research in China. I never did nothing. Anyway, I decided to go through the part of the book that I've read already and get some of the names and whatnot of these people that think that they're above the law. you've heard of the law, the federal law, something about you can forget the usual niceties and go ahead and do whatever you want. Now think about that very carefully. Trading with the enemy, it's illegal. Can't do it. You can't represent yourself in their country either. Hello. Oh, my goodness. I could name off a bunch of names, but most of these, quote, oligarchs know who they are. They have enough money to be able to tell other people what to do. You know, like that buffoon comedy routine that we call a president. Folks. Well, I'll tell you what. It's just very close to that. Now, you know, you've got a series of serious things going on. The most serious that would affect our economy, if it can be done. Now, this is the question. Can it be done? Can we do it? Oh, well, you keep watching. UAE, United Arab Emirates, the people that supply oil to the world, have decided to accept yuan instead of the petrodollar. It's very serious. If you don't understand it, start researching. Look it up. It's all online. The petrodollar is what has made America what it is today in terms of rich. Now, I'm going to hit on something. They call it Biden inflation or Bidenflation. I hate to tell you, but somebody mentioned it on the news, and I looked it up. And the slow, steady increase in the cost of fuels, specifically fossil fuels, that's coal, natural gas, and crude oil. Now, crude oil is made into all of the fuels we use, like gasoline and diesel and all that, as a lot of people know. Well, the only thing is that you've got stuff that is way out of bounds. And by way out of bounds, I mean that the price hikes have set new records. The reason for that is that nobody kept records back in the 1850s. They didn't think about that. Not back then. They didn't care about that. They wanted to deal with the Indians. They wanted to get everything under control. And due to Papal Bull, that said that anybody, when we discovered a new continent or a new island, all the residents became our slaves. And when I say us, that can mean anybody. Now, primarily, it wasn't us. However, the American Indians found out the hard way about what's going on. Now, you got a bunch of talking about a whole bunch of stuff, and I hate to tell y'all, but it doesn't mean a lot. Oh, the situation is extreme in Paris. We believe the crisis can still be resolved by the withdrawal of Russian forces from Ukraine, including Donbass, or that nice eastern region that was taken over by the separatists. And there's a good reason for them to have taken it over. I checked. they were getting pennies on the dollar for what they should have been getting dollars for, and they just said, okay, that's enough of that shit. They went home, got Grandpa's old bolt action out, and away they went. There was a lot of 30-06 fire. The thing about this is very simple. The situation in the Ukraine is one of extreme corruption, let's say. Somebody can buy somebody off or buy somebody or own somebody's political position if the money's right. And you have to realize that these things that have gone on are not reported in the news. Those research labs, that's only part of it. I blew up or caused the blow up of a whole bunch of these secret prisons. That's the place where they send you when they don't want to deal with you or what you got to say or the truth or anything else. They just grab you and slap you in there. Now, when I say grab you, I mean, you're talking 5'6" big muscle heads that enjoy grabbing people. and there was, let's see, there were three that I'm aware of that were in the Ukraine. Now, the other ones, I don't know if anybody checked it out or not, but I made international news with that report. I gave them the locations in Germany, yeah, everywhere, and said, hey, why don't you go check these out, find out who's in there and why they're in there and what the hell is going on. You like the idea of having somebody from the outside. Now listen closely. This would be like an invasion, like we're experiencing on the southern border. Think about this very carefully. Somebody from the outside running a huge complex. Yeah, they pay their bills and everything's cold, kosher and cool as far as that goes, but what they do ain't. You get life in prison for telling somebody to screw off. And that's what you got to deal with. We've got domestic issues here. The main thing is a combination of two things. One are the complex social issues, to include abortion and a bunch of other things. That's one. That's one of the biggies. And the secondary thing is the cause of the inflation. Well, the inflation started, about 2014. It wouldn't go strong. They couldn't push it hard enough to make it happen. Well, the thing that took place was nasty. And they said, well, we'll keep a lid on it. Let's keep it low. Let's keep it, you can go up some. Yeah, you can make some, you can profit from it. Now, we just come out of a two-year lockdown for bullshit. And the thing that we got right now that's going on is everybody's saying, no, we've had enough of that. Oh, boy. Kathy Pollitt writes a column in the Nation. And you can do what you want to in terms of abortion. Texas has proved that, among other places. But the main thing is keep it available as a legal option. You can put all the conditions and whatever you want to stick on it that will stick to it. Go from there. But keep it legal. The reason I say that is that I've seen some of the results of what happens when somebody takes a coat hanger wire and goes fishing in terms of an abortion. That's about as nice as I can put something that is very nasty. You've got Ellie Mistel. She's got a column that she calls Objection. From voting rights to police reform, black voters are still waiting for action from the administration they helped put in power. Ooh. My. What in the world is going on here? Now, let's just try. I'm going to read a couple of little things. Biden says he paid back and he hadn't paid him squat. Hadn't done anything for anybody. In a world where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis can't go a fortnight without coming up with some neo-Confederate policy to excite his white extremist base, ooh, like you do. It's like with BLM, same sort of horse manure. Nobody, the Biden administration, congressional Democrats have done nothing to address critical policy concerns rising up from black communities who put them in power. Well, no, I hate to tell you, Ellie, you're leaving out everybody. I think there was a certain fat girl on The Voice who said something nasty about Jews, that they weren't considered a race, among other things. And I tell you what they told her to take a 2-week vacation. Well, that's all well and good. She should have been banned, quite literally. Anybody that's that stupid. I'm sorry. That don't cut it. Anybody that's that stupid that doesn't realize what the hell has gone on and still goes on, and makes a public statement with hundreds of thousands of people paying attention to it. you don't deserve to have the audience. All right. My own Chris and I have done nothing to address the two critical policy concerns coming from black communities who put them in power. What about the Latinos? What about all those poor people that are struggling to wade across the river and come into the states? The inability of the Democratic Party to protect its own electoral interests when it has the power to do so will be studied by future historians. It's going to be going a long time. You want to play games with voting rights, Ellie? Well, they were worse before most of these laws were implemented, signed into law and implemented. Oh, gee, if they're so nasty, you know, and Jim Crow 2 is coming after us. Well, now, I look at this as very interesting. I find things that other people don't seem to know anything about. What, you don't watch the news? I suggest grit your teeth. Don't get a puke bucket if you got to have one, and watch the news. Now, CNN is famous for their news, so that would be one place to go for. Now, you have this thing, Pollsters Live Poll, defund the police, instead of the actual policies that enable police brutality. So bad messaging has been a narrative white media has latched on to. Now, I hate to tell you, but that came from the Democrats. People don't realize what all is going on. I'm giving you a little combination of things because I'm leading up to some shit. The federal government has not prohibited local law enforcement from using chokeholds, but it could. You think so? No. You can't tell a state how to conduct its business, period. Look it up. It has not prohibited the use of no-knock warrants. But it could. No, it can't. It has not promulgated use of force guidelines, created nationwide standards for transparency in law enforcement, or revoked qualified immunity. Now, I hate to tell you, but no. Qualified immunity needs to be adjusted. Doesn't need to be done away with. But here's the big, you know, where all the hairy asses hang out. But, you know, in terms of qualified immunity, it shouldn't be a blanket excuse or cover-up for somebody who continually, yeah, continually, that's right, uses it so that they don't have to fool with it. So now you got black people are still being shot in the back while the federal government exercises its right to remain silent. Well, that's true because each state is a sovereign country. I was part of a project that did that called the Nation States Project. So you have to wonder what happens to people that just spoke up. Do they have such a bad social paradigm going on that the people can't deal with it? I wonder. Can you imagine not being able to get loose of something? Well, here's a song for you in that case. Chained to the wall, they think that the people, and you can look it up through history, about people that supposedly were doing the right thing for people, And yet, there is a serious disconnect. When it comes down to getting hungry, people get dangerous. That's now beginning to be told on mainstream media. The interesting thing I find here is subject to the debate. They make a headline or a line or a title for the article, and they got yes, yay, nay, go or stay, yes and no. Is there a place for patriotism on the left? The only patriotism I've found by the really hardcore left is Marxism, and you can keep it. If you don't believe me, come try to take the guns, and you're going to have a civil war immediately. Hypocrisy is a liberal patriotism. You can't be liberal and be a patriot at the same time. It don't work. The reason it don't work is very simple. You either believe in this country and your freedoms, what little you got left of them, or you don't. As right-wing populism gains strength, some have called for the U.S. left to embrace patriotic sentiments and not leave love of the flag to the white supremacists. Well, it's not love of the flag. The flag represents a bunch of things. Go look it up. It's something that would be a nice homework project. I abandoned. Now, this is the yes. That one I just read was a no. Here's a yes. I abandoned the conviction that one could be both a patriot and a moral person. Oh, so we're without morality. Not just deplorables, but without morality. And then you got to look at things. Some of the plans invokes patriotism to cover up the administration's outrageous cruelty and indifference to mass death. Yeah, well, if you want to look up some history, you'll find that one of the generals everybody thinks is so cool ordered machine gun fire, burning, and the destruction of Shantytown back after World War II. That's right. MacArthur. That's the man's name. Look it up. The nationalisms of the moment, racist, rabid, and loud as they may be, are vestiges of a past when the nation-state was supreme. Well, the nation-state should have certain supremacy. However, it should not have any absolute supremacy in terms of being able to overrule legislation that gives a better shot at generalities. You know, the things that everybody lives with. You have to understand where this comes from. This stuff is not new. None of the stuff going on is new. Bear that in mind. Simply because you got one here, one article in the Nation, Truth, Light, and the title, 9, how a cohort of Yale feminists helped launch the fight against rape and sexual harassment on college campuses. It's a long article, and this is interesting. This is the Nation, 3/21/28, 20 to 22, 21 through the 28th. 2022. Well, you're going to have to understand that the administration of law needs to be even. And most people don't agree with that. Well, I think it does need to be even, but there are some things that need to be overhauled. within what we do in terms of how we administer that law. You cannot go playing chokehold with people. You cannot play games with society, such as get rid of the police. I mean, look at the state of Washington, Oregon, California, any of those. Yeah, buy an electric car, huh, Biden? But you can't charge it in California. They don't got the electricity. Ooh. Now what you going to do? Hmm? The dude is about as disconnected from the general populace and what they're going through. And I'll put one together for you. It's real simple. Buy an electric car and you'll be fine. Oh, what a crock of crap. Who's got the 50 grand? Is there going to be a supplement? Yeah. Then you got the week, March 18th, 2022. That was yesterday. I guess this thing is expired. I read the editor's letter. Pretty much in it. Quite literally, not much at all. Humanitarian crisis grows in battered Ukraine. Need food and shelter. I mean, it's pretty simple. They're beginning to get away from their expensive weapons and use the generalized ones from World War I and II. You throw a bomb out the window and where it lands, it lands. New Iron Curtain descends around Russia. Well, the police state is being enforced heavy duty. There's a lot of people that are leaving. A lot of people are fleeing Russia. And not because of the war, but because they're being persecuted. Here you go. Putin versus NATO, the danger of a new world war. World War III has never been closer. Well, yeah, it can be fought on a conventional means, but there are people that I know of in high places that would not allow and will not allow the use of nuclear weapons. I hope Putin is hearing this. Convoy arrives. Washington, D.C., hundreds of large trucks, cars, SUVs making up the proclaimed People's Convoy circled the Capitol Beltway this week. Although their efforts to mimic Canada truckers' protests for COVID-19 safety rules lost steam as states dialed back vaccine and mask requirements. No, it hasn't. You guys still think that you're absolutely in charge and can do anything you want to with my life or anyone else's? Who? What politician has done anything for the people lately? We've met a bunch of idiots voted out the one that was doing it. The first trial stemming from a January 6th Capitol attack ended this week with a guilty verdict on all counts as Ray Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, was convicted of obstructing an official proceeding, interfering with police in a riot, transporting a firearm and for that purpose, armed trespassing and witness tampering. Yeah, well. They're going to do everything they can to play games with political prisonering, and they're going to put your political self in a cage where you can't be heard. Classroom restriction. Florida GOP-dominated Senate passed a bill this week that would ban instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten through third grade. First time somebody gives a kid nightmares, they wake up screaming. It's time that the cruel and unusual punishment listed in the Constitution is invoked. Do these things? Maybe they'd look good in an orange jumpsuit. North Carolina and Pennsylvania electoral maps. Supreme Court declined to intervene this week for state courts after state courts blocked North Carolina and Pennsylvania from adopting congressional maps that would favor the GOP in this year's midterm elections. That's cool. No vaccine for kids. Florida will become the first state to formally recommend against healthy children getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Good idea. Edmund, Alberta. Absolute destruction. Wild hogs. I hate to tell you this, but wild hogs, wild pork tastes great. It's got a lot better flavor. Why don't we go shoot a bunch of them and commence to process them? Wild hogs that have been wreaking havoc across the prairies of western Canada have reached the outskirts of Edmonton and could invade the city. Oh, my God. Says it's these feral pigs are an ecological train wreck that cause absolute destruction of Edmonton River Valley. They tear up the forest floor, native grasslands get destroyed, wetlands, water system. They feed on anything where they can and will kill any pets for sure. That's why these guys hunt with big, nasty weapons. Oh, boy, diplomacy fails. My, my. They left France convinced Putin will not back down until he controls all of Ukraine. He has trouble controlling his own troops, according to the reports I've read. Soccer hooligans battle in Mexico. They had a big old battle down there. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro released two American prisoners this week. That's good. That's a start. Denmark's prime minister called this week for the nation to join the European Union's Common Sense Defense Pact, a policy U-turn for a country that has held itself aloof from EU security for three decades, longer than that. the Iran talks, oh my goodness, snagging Iran to ongoing talks to restart the Iran nuclear deal. Hit a bump this week, thanks to last-minute demands from Russia. Now, here's what I find interesting. Russia is negotiating for the United States. Who's the idiot that allowed that? I haven't found that out yet. American hostage, Moscow. Two-time Olympic basketball champion Brittany Griner has been held in Russia on drug charges since February. Russian state media reported this week, and she could face 10 years in prison. We should do the same. We should give everybody tests to come across the border. We should arm a bunch of people and place them on the border to stop these people. Conservative Yoon Suk-yeol eked out a win over liberal Lee Myung in South Korea's presidential race, beating his rival by less than 1%. But he beat him. Peshawar, Pakistan, ISIS attacks Shiites. And they shot a bunch of rockets at us. Oh, boy. Why Colbert turned serious. I didn't even read it. And there's a reason I didn't. All I did was they got a nice little picture of him with a white shirt, and I wrote in red letters "socialist" across the front of it because that's what the dog is. The origins of NATO. Yeah, I know where it came from, but look it up. You'd be amazed. We shouldn't punish innocent Russians for Vladimir Putin's war crimes in Ukraine. Really? Why not? He's punishing all the people there. All this amounts to equating nationality with evil. Oh, boy. No control over the autocrat who rules their country. I want to bet. Putin's assassins have even struck in foreign countries. Yeah. Poisons and all that other stuff. America's isolationists, shamed into silence. I'm an isolationist, and I ain't being shamed into silence. America's neo-isolationists are finding themselves more isolated than ever. Various right-wing populists and American firsters insist it is more important to protect U.S. southern border than Ukraine's. That's true. if we don't exist, Ukraine ain't going to get much help. A bill prohibiting any U.S. assistance to Ukraine until the border wall system on the southern border is completed. Ooh, Tucker Carlson, hey, he got his nose in it. The real enemy was the American left. Good job. Isolationists either grew silent or reversed positions, really. I don't think so. with his barbarity, Putin has managed to expose the fallacy of American isolation and strength and strengthen U.S. support for NATO. Well, no, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to rise up the bow and play the fiddle hard. China, Wang, how much to back an aggressive Russia? China is. how much and or if? You see, China is facing having all their goods cut off. Think about it. Oh, Putin, could he be deposed? Yes. Big fat yes. And the reason he could be is because of the sanctions now beginning to hit home and do a number on the people. Ooh, talking points, gas, the cost of banning Russian oil. No, it's not. All the inflation in fuels started before any of this came about. It started with banning coal. It started with closing anybody down who didn't toe the line and be very leftist and outspoken about it. Well, then you got the pick of the week's cartoons. Russ has got his nose stuck in a hornet's nest. Hornet's nest got the name Ukraine on it. And Big Bear's got a Russia on it. And, oh, my goodness, they are really, really in trouble. Splinternet, should Big Tech cut off Russia? Yes, it should. And Starlink, I hate to say this, but there are some people that don't understand, but I agree with Starlink in terms of it implementing the thing to keep Russia from flipping the switch and turning you off. Very simple. Failing to adapt to a broiling future. Climate change. You guys want to claim change the climate? Move the planet. You got the wherewithal and you got the technology to do that. We will get along just fine because I don't have any problem with changing the orbital characteristics of the planet. I just want to see it done in such a way that it doesn't cause too much problems. Ooh, we got a DMZ, this week's guide to what's worth watching. I don't think it's worth watching. I've been to a DMZ. Imagine a near future in which the island of Manhattan serves as a demilitarized zone separating armed factions in a new American Civil War. Yeah, well, there won't be a separation. Why is that? Because these people... Oh, my goodness. They want me to move to Florida. What I did was put a big no on there. I moved out of Florida because it's too hot and sticky. Guess what? Russia's playing thief. Russia keeping $10 billion in leased planes. Foreign leasing firms have succeeded in repossessing only about two dozen of more than 500 aircraft rented to Russian carriers. Ooh. Oh, boy. McDonald's said it would temporarily close all 850 of its Russian restaurants. Oh, boy. Working. Overcoming age bias. Some people got to the point where they ain't going to work. And I'm one of them. I'm disabled, and I'll just stay disabled. a growing IRS backlog workforce of about 75,000, the same size it was in 1970, is struggling to reduce a backlog of about 24 million paper filings that continue to clog creaky systems. Yeah, well, new rules for private equity. Pay attention to the SEC's overhaul of private capital, said Armstrong and Ethan Wood in Financial Times, among a sweeping set of rule changes proposed for hedge funds and private equity is the requirement for public disclosure of large, 300 million, derivatives positions that can have market-wide effects. Big Brother's watching you. $1 is now worth more than 100 rubles. Shopping on. Unprecedented financial conflict. Never has a major world economy been handcuffed by the kinds of financial restrictions that have been imposed on Russia. Froze. And what they did was they froze hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian assets held in their own financial institution, removed Russian banks from the SWIFT messaging system, made foreign investment in the country exceedingly difficult, if not impossible. China, for example, owns $3.3 trillion in currency reserves that it now knows could be rendered worthless. Economists have long equated currency reserves to savings in a piggy bank. The Russian sanctions may have just broken the piggy bank. How war will make prices rise. Well, that's only temporary, and I'm going to say, and I say that with a lot of reserve. Ukrainian farmers are equipped to plant their spring crops soon, and they account for 8% and 13% of the world's wheat and corn, respectively. Think about that. Russia is a major supplier of aluminum used in soda cans and the nickel used in lithium-ion batteries for electrical vehicles. It already has eliminated some of the hope that inflation could plateau first half of the year. Well, that's not exactly the way it works. What they're doing right now is everybody is running around like a chicken with his head cut off, looking for alternative sources, and they're finding them. Believe it or not, see, America has been gifted with an abnormal amount of the raw materials necessary to make lithium-ion batteries, among other things. Biden, here's a Washington Examiner editorial, March 8, 2022. My goodness, that's an old one. Biden entertains art of folly with the restored Iranian nuclear deal negotiated by Russia. What an idiot. Sorry, Biden, but you didn't make the cut. At last, Europe awakens to Russia threat. A very sudden awakening. It's like a big alarm clock, like a fire bell going off next to you. That'll get you up. Within hours, EU had banned Russia banks from SWIFT and Russia flights from EU airspace, blocked transactions from Russia Central Bank, and frozen the assets of Putin and Russian foreign ministers. Oh, boy. European Union never agreed to ban a nation from SWIFT banking messaging system. Germany had not sent weapons to a conflict zone since World War II, and Switzerland had remained neutral since 1815. How funny. If Europe doesn't help us today, Zelensky said on the call, if you do not strongly help Ukraine, then tomorrow war will knock on your doors. Bear that in mind. This is real. That's where the balance of power comes in, or goes out, or however you look at it. Fast-tracking the construction of two new liquefied natural gas facilities. This is a 180-degree defense policy turn for Germany, which had been closing its nuclear plants and had strongly resisted former President Donald Trump's demands that it spend more on defense to live up to its NATO obligations. Well, Ukraine is experiencing a very painful but necessary defense of its homeland. Absolutely. Now, there's something in here that's going to blow your mind. I look at Hugo Gurdon. I look at the of incredulity that everyone could or everyone would or could dispute the logic of this argument. Poor camouflage is the reverse of self-evident. Indeed, it has excited the realm of what you're saying and is incontrovertible. Is a poor tactic if you're saying it. So obvious is hogwash. The listener simply thinks, who am I going to believe? You or your lying eyes? Biden flying off at a tangent in outer space rather than staying in a wide orbit in Truth's solar system is what he said about inflation. And it goes on and on. you can't get things to operate correctly without some form of force. And I don't care who you think you are, but law needs enforcers. That's what the police do. They have discretion in how they do it and what they do. And they're beginning to exercise that discretion. What to do in the event of a nuclear attack? Bend over and kiss it goodbye. Now, and I was in nuclear defense. I hate to tell you, but that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. That's what we got in our official training. Public servants without borders? Oh, my goodness. The secretly out-of-town employee is extra problematic for certain public servants. Ooh, the teachers union, LA's teachers union, warned teachers not to post any Caribbean or Mexican beach locations. Oh, boy. In social media in 2021, while the union was protesting the return of the classroom on safety grounds. Yeah. What if you're a local elected official, though? Is it all right to serve on a city hall if you're moved out of the city? If you've moved out of the city, especially if your council meetings are remote? Well, guess what? By a 5-4 majority, the Thornton, Colorado City Council voted no in February. The council voted off the island. Think about it. The general principle that a city council member should live in the city and not 250 miles away, maybe one we want to hold on to, even in the time of remote work. Think about that. If you're not there, you ain't going to hear from a lot of people. You don't hear from a lot of people. You're going to find yourself insulated and disconnected. Society has certain rules. One of those is to comply with certain things. Charge of the Left Brigade, Pramila Jayapal, may never again come this close to defeating the Democratic establishment. They got her riding a donkey and going over a cliff, and her eyeballs is big, and I wrote, oops. This is Seattle, elected in 2016 to represent Washington's 7th district. She was like most congressmen after 2 terms. An anonymous backbencher. Oh, my. Congressional Progressive Caucus didn't do squat. She held up the House vote on the bipartisan infrastructure. Ooh, I bet Biden, I bet they're all happy about that. Forced Congress to pass the hodgepodge of longstanding Democratic priorities known as the Build Back Better Plan. Oh, boy. here, at least, was the power progressives had craved for so long. The Democratic agenda was in their hands. And they fumbled a football. Oops. It does. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. In light of all that, great expectations are made to be dashed. And theirs were, repeatedly, harshest lessons in politics, that having enough power to make noise, but not enough power to make an impact, is perhaps the worse than having no power at all. The people ain't going to let you do it. You can pass something, and you can have a lot of people take you out behind a barn. Democrats' abortion extremism will have consequences, going from safe, legal, and rare to on-demand, put the left out of step with voters. Well, it's not an on-demand. Never has been, never will be. What needs to be done is to keep it legal under extraordinary conditions. Oh, boy, here's the Jones Act. Foreign countries, including Russia, benefit from World War I era Jones Act. Well, my supposition on that, U.S. Maritime Administration puts the finger on the scale to benefit a hollowed-out industry. 1920 law hobbles transportation. Protectionist U.S. policy called the Jones Act. The Jones Act applies, meaning the ship would have to be American-built, fly a U.S. flag, and be maintained by a crew of at least 75% American citizens. The Act's effects incline Hawaii business away from more commerce with the continental United States commercially. Because of the Jones Act, many American ranchers buy grain from Canada or Argentina rather than U.S. farmers. See, where this thing is really nasty. The fleet of U.S. vessels that comply with the Jones Act restrictions has dwindled from 2,346 to less than 100 today. Ooh, liquefied natural gas. Now you know why you can't take the stuff and send it over to our allies who desperately need it. Not possible due to the total absence of LNG tankers in the Jones Act fleet. They don't have any boats for that. Now, here's what happened. Here's what the deal is. It cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million in India, which is still a lot of money to scratch together. In the U.S., you're building this boat, add $500 million to that price tag. And nobody, a solution would be to amend or grant an exemption to the Jones Act with regards to LNG and crude oil and other commodities and whatnot, if the Jones Act has been satisfied, which it has been. Puerto Rico submitted a Jones Act waiver request for LNG for 10 years, and it was rejected by DOD, OHS, MARAD, DOE, and the White House. It's been denied. They're not going to let you keep it together. It's one section. It's just one section of the Merchant Marine Act, 1920, introduced by Wesley Jones, a Republican representative from Washington State. Well, first, it encourages business to buy ships less from World War I. That's cool. Second, close a loophole in the country's existing protectionist shipping laws. Then they got the overland loophole. Why do you think they're building those pipelines? One, two. If the shipment originates anywhere in America and must sail in the ocean, all Jones Act stipulations apply. Now, think about that. The existing Jones Act-compliant fleet has dwindled practically to non-existence. That means we need to listen to what Wall Street Journal says. Republicans are fed up with the Biden administration's animus toward fossil fuel pipelines. Yeah, that's right. which hampers American energy industry, but encourages them to look deeper at the Jones Act malign effect. Teeing it up for the defense secretary to weigh in with a waiver request that MARAD would have to weigh heavily. They signed off with, "Scuttling the Jones Act is good economics and good security policy." I don't think it needs to be done away with totally, but you can change it around where anybody that tries to force it on you, you can tear them up. Senate Democrats grew up to secure Supreme Court confirmation win. Well, Ketanji Brown Jackson withdrew, last I heard. We'll see. Oh, boy, Democrats wave their majorities goodbye. Defund the police and add masks on kids, and we don't have to listen to anybody. EPA emissions case, not a slam dunk for coal interests, even with a conservative court. There is still caution about rulings based on the tone of oral arguments. Could drastically choke off the agency's ability to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. No. Not if it's done correctly. Tricky procedural circumstances of the case. Horse hockey. EPA can now regulate in ways that cost billions of dollars, affect thousands of businesses, designed to address an issue with worldwide effect. But you have five, probably six votes on the Supreme Court to curtail EPA authority. They need to exercise those votes. They were supposed to take Ukraine in 3 days, and it's 18-19, looking at 20. Took Tomkin force, unprepared, poorly equipped, badly led, and woefully inept in waging conventional modern warfare. Who? You mean they got the Keystone Cops in charge of, in the Russian military? Russian military has really demonstrated what I would characterize as incompetence. That's comes from a person at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. At very basic things like tactics, combined arms, logistics, the Russian military performance has been dismal. Russia's opening salvo of missiles took out some of Ukraine's radars and aircraft sites, but left much of Ukraine's air force and two-thirds of its air defenses intact. And you expect the same bozo clowns to go in there and do something? Ukraine claims to have shot down an astounding 30 Russian fighter jets in the opening days of the war, killed thousands of Russian troops, and destroyed more than 200 tanks. Claims can't be verified, but that's what they're saying. They're not necessarily willing to take high risks with their own aircraft and their own pilots. Well, the convoy of Russian tanks, armored vehicles, military that became mired in a traffic jam along a 40-mile stretch of highway about 15 miles north of Kiev. Oops. Stuck on the open road for days in freezing temperatures. And the several thousand Russian troops, primarily young, inexperienced conscripts, quickly ran out of food and fuel, sending their already flagging morale plummeting. Now, there's a... They don't train them well. A lot of these soldiers were captured, didn't even know they were in Ukraine. They were told they were going on a training exercise. Oops. Reports of Russian troops refusing to follow orders, surrendering without a fight, even walking away from the battle. Videos on several social media shows some troops crying when confronted by angry Ukrainian civilians. Intercepted radio transmission also present a picture of frustrated soldiers who didn't know they were going to war and don't understand why they are fighting in Ukraine. Our military, our border guards, our territorial defense, even ordinary farmers capture the Russian military every day. all the captives say only one thing. They do not know why they are there. Now, if that doesn't tell you that that they're going to lose, I don't know what does. it might be Putin's Waterloo. But you'll concede the Russian plan does offer an alternate version of shock and awe, shock at the ineptness of the largest army in Europe, and awe at the valiant defense mounted by the Ukrainians. Fight off, we're sending bullets and guns and missiles and all kind of good shit over there. Yeah. Okay. They looked through Brown Jackson's resume, and they come to a place where it stalls. Vagabond, even toiling as a public defender. Okay. Yeah. Little stands out. Just two decisions were made during all that time, becoming a problem for her supporters who want to campaign Jackson beyond just being the first black female headed to the Supreme Court, and critics want something to sink their teeth into. CRS even noted that much of her district court work was on procedural topics, not the Supreme Court studies. So she don't have the experience. Where does that leave her? I'm twisting in the wind. How is she going to persuade John Roberts, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett in a case? She has no experience doing that. So I heard ain't going to make it. I heard she withdrew, you know. Russian economy feels blowback from invasion of Ukraine. And there is a line outside of an ATM stretches around a block. So it's not going to be nice, the outfall of this. Conquering a country is one thing. Holding on to it successfully is something entirely different. The goal of all this is to inflict as much pain on the Russian economy and the Russian people that they, in turn, don't support this war. And it's already happening. Yeah, they got demonstrations. I could go on and on about things that aren't directly affecting us yet. Note that I said yet. It eventually, we're going to have some rather nasty things come about. Okay, here's Hugo Gurdon. He's the editor-in-chief. Putin is depleted but still dangerous. That's true. Wealth of the kleptocrats Putin has enriched is under threat. A seizure by an international community increasingly united and dynamic in opposing his aggression. I heard there were a shitload of airplanes leaving the place. They're heading for the woods. Get me out of here. The West should arm Ukrainians to fight their oppressor indefinitely. And there remains an unanswered and hideously dangerous question of how to get from where we are to where Ukraine wants to be without an intervening period of wider war. Ukraine has made nationalism cool again. And it's time to do the same thing here. Now, you know, we had a variety of things that have come to my attention that deal with the Ukraine, deal with a whole lot of things. My, National Review, Putin's bloodbath. Yeah, well, I didn't find much in National Review that I felt was worthy of reporting on, except for one thing, the week where they covered little incidents. uh, some things that have been reported. It may not give me liberty or give me death. And it may not be that, but Russian warship, go F yourself, has a certain poetry to it. Warship wanted to take on one little group of people on an island. They gave them a finger. I heard they're prisoners, but that's irrespective. They told them to go screw themselves. Now, here's Jackson again. It is remarkable that Biden chose a nominee who, less than a year ago, said she lacked the experience with constitutional law to answer questions about interpretation of the Constitution. Whoops. I mean, and that little blurb right there is about the only thing that I marked in this whole friggin' magazine, other than that one little thing at the start. The new Cold War, it ain't new. It's the same shit that's been going on for 100 years. It looks good on paper, sounds great, and the nutcase is looking at the right and left wings and all that. But the problem with it all is that it is horse hockey. That's right. This is part of the stage that's been set for all of us to watch. Think about that very carefully. You're not going to find much to be happy about. I got one more magazine to go through, and it only have, and the cover of it has Ayatollah, Xing, and Putin arms linked. Putin's kind of, his suit's on fire, and he's got a burnt spot on his head. And this is a Washington Examiner. And what's funny is the Axis Now. That's Biden's Axis. He put it together. Oh, Democrats have found their inflation villain. Putin did it. Putin did it. We didn't have nothing to do with it. Well, Biden, I hate to tell you, but you're a bozo. And they need to change things to a point where you are held accountable for what you're doing. Listen to this.
A young man and you're eager to seek a way to let the world know what you see. The lesson learned is not taught at a school. You have to start out first by being the fool. But I see a change. They haven't been every day. But I see changes.
hand down in your pants.
But I see changes. They happen every day.
Did you listen to that very carefully? You people should. Now, COVID-19, or as I would put it, Fauci's disease that he perpetrated on a whole planet, mass murder, among other things. Ever since Biden moved into the White House, voters have been subjected to a nonstop stream of excuses and blame shifting. It's truly amazing how nothing is ever this man's fault. My. just transitory. It'll go away. And then he blamed the supply chain. Then meat monopolies and companies. And anybody but Biden was to blame. Well, I hate to tell him, but the biggest driver of inflation in the United States is not Putin. It's Biden. 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 Yeah, that's right. You think being a clown and some kind of idiot is cool. It ain't cool to squeeze people and cause people to give up on life. The result, rampant inflation we are seeing today. Well, Russia might have weaponized energy, but you are simply locking us out of the possibility, however remote it might be, to prosperity. Biden and your administration need to quit it. Biden is wrong to trust Russia and Iran, and still is. Russia. Dealing. I can't believe they did that. I really can't. I thought there was limits on idiocy, but apparently not. Z is central to the new axis. Hugo Gurdon seems odd to suggest that the grim conflict is part of something yet bigger. Ooh, world's allied tyrannies to destroy American global leadership and to undermine liberal democracy everywhere. Well, you just hit on it. You just touching the edges. I'll take it a step further. if the Democrats don't start doing the right thing, they're going to be in trouble, and they don't have very long. Batman can defeat villains, but not white, anti-white wokeness. Who? Yeah, there's a whole article on this stuff. I'm not going to cover everything. sex ed summer camps by the leftists. Sexual education camps. Oh, boy. Gay and transgender activists in Indianapolis announced they will host a sex ed camp for elementary schoolers this summer. Whoa. You better keep your kid out of there. Cost $250 a kid, and 10 to 12-year-olds are invited. This inclusive sexuality educator is none other than Ashley Robertson, a radical leftist who has endorsed sexual kink exploration and performed condom demonstration at Girl Scout meetings, among other things. Sex Ed Camp in Kentucky last summer, called Sexy Sex Ed, was much more graphic and included workshops on being a sex worker. Oh, wonderful. self-managed abortion, sexual activity while using illicit and illicit drugs, the techniques on to make the most of the masturbation experience. But I know what had happened to them around here. They take them out back to the barn. They wouldn't come back. Redefine prayer before sending your children off to camp, lest they return home with condoms, abortion how-tos, and destroyed innocence. Kids is innocent. There's no reason to mess that up. it goes to the very end. It goes to the very limits. Now, I got this marked. Russia, tip of an Axis spear. Moscow is part of a malevolent global alliance with China and Iran. And until we get to the point where we not only realize it, but deal with it, things are going to get worse, a lot worse. Now, there's a lot of people in this country who are going to get hungry. Yeah. Can you imagine that? George Bush gave an infamous 1991 speech in Kiev in which he warned against suicidal nationalism and said that freedom is not the same as independence. The Chicken Kiev speech is what it was called. They've got chicken shits in just about every office. Ruthless humor. you've got things going on that most people couldn't stomach, okay? President Biden looks to Venezuela as he faces high prices at the pump. Republicans are pushing for more domestic production. That's what it ought to be. Well, you go, Brandon. Yeah. Has Trump's seal lost its appeal? Yes, it has. And Trump needs to realize that. Dangerous nuclear die, license to kill. The concert is the possibility of Putin using tactical nuclear weapons. He won't. And the reason he won't is because he can't. He's not allowed to. He's been given that order from people I deal with that are quite a bit higher up the food chain than he'll ever be. Ramthun goes all in on election integrity. And Wisconsin emerged as a strong voice calling for the wholesale cleanup of state elections and demanding that Wisconsin 2020 election President Joe Biden be decertified. The more people told him to run. The more he said it, the more people, they want to see somebody do something. And you got to remember, these people are our servants. They work for us. They are our employees. So, goes from there. Guys at Black Rifle Coffee Company have had it with the liberal media. And they've got, you've seen that movie, that old funky movie, They Live, with them ugly aliens on there. They got a thing that says, trust us, and they got the dude sitting there with that face. So, oh, boy. Defund police call has Democrats in a world of hurt. Yeah, everybody wants more police. They want them just to do a better job of what they're supposed to do. That's all. And Black Lives Matter picking them over police? There ain't no way. Most black people don't like Black Lives Matter because of the way they act. Rest in peace, you create, expected to create further chaos for automakers. And there's a lot of things that we're going to have to really jump on. In order to get this thing rectified, you fix it, get it going the right direction. Madness and the method. Politics and theater have a lot in common, not least of which is the tendency of people involved in both to overuse certain labels, like method acting. Ooh, there's a method to our madness, huh? Now, I want you to think about starvation. This is going to be coming to America, and you got to be prepared for it. I told you to prep, and I meant it. I wasn't playing with you. I wasn't playing games of any kind. Putin bets big on terror. Yeah, well, bombing the shit out of people doesn't work. We tried that in Vietnam. You tried it in several places. It never has worked. Acknowledgement of the fantasy, fantastically risky calculation facing the West because for three decades it failed to face the reality of what was being created in the wake of the Soviet Union's collapse. Putin's trying to reinitiate, restore the old Soviet Union. As world openness retreats, you're about to get a lot poorer. Now, this is where they cover the food prices, and the food prices haven't gone up, but they're about to. And I would tell you that there's no room for any slightest relaxation on the issue of food security. Bear that in mind. Get you some dried goods, whether it's beans and rice or what it might be, and some kind of canned meat to flavor it with, maybe some sauces or whatever. Choose whether or not to revert to such a world. And the coronavirus might have been foisted on us, but we made a decision to shut our economies in response. Putin might have started this war, but we are now making a decision to respond with trade barriers. You're going to have to get around and over and through those barriers. You've got to. You don't have a choice. So everybody might want to consider the, you know, the good news is that America does have the capability to weather the storm. And we can do so without too much problem. Now, here's what the deal is. Get the important information out to everybody you can. Raise a garden. You hear me? Dried beans, dried rice, meat, canned meat to flavor it with, and some kind of sauce. Then also grow a garden. Start prepping and being prepared. If you don't have one, you best get you some kind of gun. Got that? If you don't, you're going to be you're going to be subject to every nutcase that does have a gun comes down your driveway. Ooh. In the meantime, go out there and get her done.